Welcome to this ASN Kidney 360 podcast. I'm Natalie Ernkopf. Today, I will be discussing our work out of the University of Pittsburgh, our article entitled Implementation of Surprise Question Assessments Using the Electronic Health Record in Older Adults with Advanced CKD, published in Kidney 360 this June. The surprise question, or would you be surprised if the patient died in the next 12 months, is a validated prognostication tool for mortality and hospitalization among patients with advanced CKD. It can also be a useful screen for identifying frailty and disability in older CKD patients. Despite its limited nuance, the surprise question is a simple way to prompt timelier goals of care discussions and advanced care planning. Uptake of goals of care and advanced care planning tools remains low, even though we know that many patients' values and preferences may align with more conservative management than the dialysis they're currently receiving, particularly as they near the end of life. Even for easy-to-use tools that prompt advanced care planning, such as the surprise question, physicians routinely cite a lack of time, competing priorities, and lack of perceived utility as reasons for not having goals of care discussions. We successfully integrated the surprise question into the EHR, which allowed for EHR identification of eligible patients and administration of surprise question in real time through an alert during office visits without additional staff resources. When physicians completed the surprise question, it was almost always on the day of the visit. Although we successfully incorporated the surprise question in our Epic EHR, we found uptake was low. When we went back and asked physicians why that was the case, they cited some of the same reasons I listed a minute ago: a lack of time, competing priorities, and lack of perceived utility. Interestingly, some of those who felt the question lacked utility felt that way not because it was too burdensome, rather that they wanted additional resources and guides available to start or continue a goals of care conversation if their answer to the surprise question was, "No, I would not be surprised if the patient died in the next 12 months." So they actually wanted more robust support in that case. They also cited the benefits of the surprise question, including that it provided systematic identification of high-risk patients, prompted them to have goals of care discussions, reminded them of the bigger picture in the patient's care, and took minimal time because it was built into the system. Of note, prognostic utility for death and hospitalization was high, similar to our group's prior experience testing the surprise question. This study was limited by a small sample size at a single institution. That noted, most of the implementation barriers we encountered are commonly reported across different types of studies, health systems, and EHRs. So we do think these findings have continued utility in how we as a field think about prompting goals of care conversations. I think addressing the feedback we received, indicating that even when clinicians want to engage with the surprise question, they also want additional resources to do so. That may include education or communication tools, or it may include a way to consult with or refer to specialty palliative care for more complex cases. In any case, we need to be sure physicians have the resources they need to have robust goals of care conversations with their patients. Thank you for joining us for this Kidney 360 podcast.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition, or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.